This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Fans who tuned in for Jimmy Kimmel last night were disappointed. His show's faded to black after pressure from the Trump administration and affiliates over his comments accusing conservatives of politicizing Charlie Kirk's assassination. Correspondent Matt Piper.
ABC says Jimmy Kimmel Live will be preempted indefinitely. It follows these comments the host made on his show on Monday in response to the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Susan Seeger at UC Irvine School of Law.
They should have said, we stand by Jimmy Kimmel and we won't be bullied and there's no basis to cancel our license and just fight him in court if they try to challenge a license.
A federal advisory panel meets today to review recommendations for childhood vaccines. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder points out
many of the new members are controversial figures, having spread misinformation about COVID vaccines and downplaying the severity of COVID. Others are not vaccine specialists by training.
Yesterday, the ousted CDC director slammed Health Secretary Kennedy at a hearing on Capitol Hill in southern Pennsylvania. A police procession honoring three officers killed when a suspect opened fire while they were following up on a domestic-related investigation. Two other officers were wounded. That suspect shot dead by police. Governor Josh Shapiro.
This kind of violence isn't okay. We need to do better as a society. We need to help the people who think that picking up a gun, picking up a weapon is the answer.
President Trump wraps up a two-day state visit to the UK with a visit to the prime minister's country home for high-level talks on economic cooperation.
He's been wined and dined by British royalty. Will that make Donald Trump more inclined to grant new concessions to Britain or less?
There's a fair chance that President Trump will spring some surprises or at least revel in keeping everyone guessing.
Journalist Gillian Tett. The prime minister had been hoping Trump would eliminate those 25% tariffs on British steel and aluminum. That seems to be off the table, though. Or is it? Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The cost of borrowing will be going down after Fed Chair Powell's announcement.
In support of our goals and in light of the shift in the balance of risks, today the Federal Open Market Committee decided to lower our policy interest rate by a quarter percentage point.
Powell signaling at least one more cut to come this year. Dow futures up 282. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Fire crews in Racine were called out early this morning for a structure fire on Spring Street. At around 2 a.m., smoke and flames were first seen coming from the building on Spring near Osborne. We're working on learning more about what happened. Racine Christian School canceled classes yesterday after two 12-year-olds were arrested for threatening to, quote, shoot up the school. Police said the boy and girl brought a map of the school, which added worry about the threat. Both students are now being held in juvenile detention and face serious charges, including making terroristic threats. Police continue their investigation and urge anyone with tips to come forward. The worker killed at the pizza production facility was from Elkhorn. The employee that died at the Palermo's West Milwaukee facility was 45-year-old Robert Sharon. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office says he died in an accident involving robotic equipment. Palermo's called the death a tragic incident and said they're cooperating fully with investigators. Racine area food marts, liquor stores, and gas stations were hit in recent burglaries. Now police say they've got someone in custody. Port of Call Liquor, Sleepy's Lounge, and Piggly Wiggly are some of the businesses named in the criminal complaint against 34-year-old Cavante Oliver. He's charged with 17 felonies for allegedly burglarizing a string of businesses this year. Investigators say Oliver used ladders and power tools to cut holes in roofs and ceilings to break in, stealing cash primarily from ATMs and then causing damage. Police say they tied him to the crimes through video footage, his phone's location, and that they found tools and gloves at several scenes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What's our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think, watch a film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call the Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky in the overnight with light winds and morning lows will start off in the lower 60s. Heading into your Thursday with a mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky, a few showers around, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
I love superhero movies. I saw that Superman Returns. I don't want to ruin it, but he returns. And there's a scene in Superman Returns where Superman gets shot in the face at point-blank range. The bullet bounces off his eye. The guy sitting next to me in the theater goes, "Yeah, right." Like, that's where it all came apart for him, right? Like, he's sitting there the whole movie like, "I could see this guy flying around. And I could see him being from Krypton. A bullet off the eye? No way, come on. You ain't fooling me, Hollywood."
A day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another. Come a day. When you and I can say, we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
The Partridge Family, I'll meet you halfway. I keep thinking, I got to look this up one day. David Cassidy is on. You can hear David Cassidy singing. But I wonder if the rest of the Partridge Family, the TV Partridge Family, Shirley Jones, Danny Bonaduce, and everybody, Susan Day, did they all sing on that song? Or is it just studio musicians and singers with David Cassidy? I got to look that up one day. I don't know why it's bothering me, but it is bothering me. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me. It's 12 minutes past 6 o'clock at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 78, partly cloudy tonight, lows 65. Sunshine tomorrow, 75 the high. Now for Saturday and Sunday, got a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Slight with a high near 74, chance of showers and thunderstorms, a 50-50 chance on Sunday with a high near 75. Right now, clear 61 degrees at Radio Park. Sun starting to come up. Hey, coming up a little later on, a little after 7 o'clock, WRJN's historical marker number 14, Tom Mountain, talk show host for years on WRJN. He will be in studio along with our former news director, Tom Karka, will be here as well. Should be a lot of fun for that hour. 612, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I love her, Connie Francis. We lost her this year as well. Here's Pretty Little Baby at WRJN.
Pretty little baby, pretty little baby, pretty little baby. You say that maybe you'll be thinking of me and try to love me, pretty little baby. I'm hoping that you do. Ask the flowers, I sit for hours telling all the bluebirds, the billy coobirds, pretty little baby, I'm so in love with you. Now is just the time when both of us are young, puppy love must have its day. Don't you know it's much more fun to love while the heart is young. Car hop or at the pop shop, meet me in the moonlight or in the daylight, pretty little baby, I'm so in love with you. Now is just the time when both of us are young.
Connie Francis, Pretty Little Baby. That song has a huge resurgence because of TikTok and Facebook. A lot of people using it on their videos, Pretty Little Baby. As a matter of fact, when she passed away, all her hit songs she had, you know, Stupid Cupid, Where the Boys Are, all the hit songs Connie Francis had, the NBC headline said, Pretty Little Baby Singer Dies, Connie Francis. Isn't that funny? Because it was a hit song, but it wasn't as big as her other hits. But now it's huge again. Pretty Little Baby, Connie Francis. Glad you can hear it at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Hey, remember how Andy Griffith used to skim or skip stones on the pond on the Andy Griffith Show? Remember that? Pretty innocent stuff, huh? Well, the World Stone Skimming Championships rocked by a cheating scandal after some competitors were found to be using suspiciously circular stones. Now, you're supposed to use natural stones. These were not. The competition doesn't involve millions of dollars in winnings or anything like that. It's annually held to raise money for local charities, including several community projects and charities. So keep it clean, just like Opie and Andy used to do on the Andy Griffith Show, all right? 6:16, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, got the four top, sugar pie honey, can't help myself. Lead singer, Four Tops there. Levi Stubbs had a lead role in the movie. Remember the musical The Little Shop of Horrors with Rick Moranis? He was the voice of Audrey 2, which was the big plant that came from outer space. You know, feed me, Seymour. That was Levi Stubbs. It's 6:18, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Think of all the movies that Mel Brooks wrote over the years. Now think about all the dialogue he wrote. Mel Brooks says the best line he ever wrote in a movie was the end of Blazing Saddles, where Cleavon Little says, he's going nowhere special. Gene Wilder responds and says, I always wanted to go there.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Robert Redford is still all over the news following his death at the age of 89 earlier this week. If you're looking to binge some of his films, The Natural, Jeremiah Johnson, The Way We Were, All the President's Men, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting, 3 Days of the Condor, and Quiz Show can all be streamed on Amazon Prime. My weekend is set. Documentaries are bigger than ever these days. If you're a fan and live in the Milwaukee area or don't mind a road trip, do yourself a favor and check out the Dialogues Documentary Film Festival put on by Milwaukee. talkie film. As much fun as it is to watch documentaries in the comfort of your own home, it can be a moving experience to check one out with a full crowd, especially if you stick around for insightful conversations during Q&As. The festival starts September 18th, and the venues are the historic Oriental Theater and Downer Theaters. Great fun in Milwaukee this weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If can be.
Taking care of my baby. It's 626. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRGN. Sunshine today with a high near 78 right now. Clear sky. Sun's coming up. 61 degrees here at Radio Park. Hey, our next multi-state text to win contest starts Monday on WRJN. Your chance to go for the green and gold, win daily cash and jewelry prizes, and go for the grand prize, too, of club seats when Green Bay plays Minnesota. All you need to do is download the Civic Media app to play, and you can download it free at WRJN.com. Then listen for the keywords starting Monday, the 22nd, so you can win with WRJN. Not a bad idea, huh? All right, how's this for a good day at work? A person in Illinois heard from a coworker that a winning lottery ticket was sold at a gas station in their town. Now, they had purchased the ticket, but hadn't checked it yet. Turns out, they won $1 million. Not a bad day at work, huh? Don't forget, come here a little after 7 o'clock this morning. It's WRJN's historical marker number 14. That marker is Tom Mountain, a talk show host for years on WRJN. He's in studio, live, along with our former news director, Tom Carco. Going to be here to reminisce this morning a little after 7 o'clock. Right now, I got the Doobies. Here's China Grove, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. 6:30 on the noggin right now. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police arrested a 12-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl yesterday after they allegedly made threats to shoot up Racine Christian School. The school at Kinzie in Ohio canceled classes yesterday. While officials say the kids likely didn't have access to guns, they did have a school map, which police say was concerning. Both kids now face charges for making terroristic threats and disorderly conduct. They're being held in juvenile detention. 17 felony charges have been filed against a Racine man that police say broke into and stole from several area businesses. A complaint says 34-year-old Cavante Oliver broke into and damaged several places, including the Park Inn restaurant, Sleepy's Lounge, Max's Family Supermarket, and the Express Food Mart. The crimes allegedly involved cutting holes in roofs and walls, stealing cash from ATMs, and causing thousands of dollars in damage. Police say they linked Oliver to the crimes through surveillance footage, phone records, and physical evidence like gloves and tools that he left behind. A car flipped and burst into flames last night on Green Bay Road in Kenosha County. It happened in Summers, a little south of 18th Street near the New Life Church. Reports are that everyone was able to get out before the fire spread. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. With the Packers back on the field and the Brewers headed for a playoff run, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning fans about fake sports memorabilia scams. Officials say scammers are posting ads on social media with cheap prices to trick buyers. They recommend checking sellers carefully, looking for certificates of authenticity, and avoiding deals that look too good to be true. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Do you remember? One of the first executive orders put in place by President Donald Trump stopped about $19 billion of federal funding from flowing to USDA grant recipients. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. So where do those federal funds stand today? We'll find out.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Rachel Armstrong is the founder and executive director of a group called Farm Commons. They provide legal advice free of charge to farms, agribusinesses, community-supported agriculture, and groups like that. She said when the federal funding for a lot of those groups was frozen this spring, it turned into chaos.
Unprecedented. You know, and I felt like I wasn't going to use that word again after the pandemic. I felt like we unprecedented ourselves out. But oh my God, it happened again. Stuff that I never imagined, the kind of chaos that I did not know how to find myself around. It's like the pandemic all over again with unpredictability, volatility, crisis. Some of that has abated, I will say, but some of it has abated because there are definitely people that are giving up on the federal government and their role in agriculture.
Rachel Armstrong, she's the executive director and founder of Farm Commons. She says today they're estimating there's still about $2.6 billion of federal funds that are frozen and under review. She said they'll be updating their website and continuing to provide free services and webinars. You can find them at farmcommons.org.
What does it mean to be a Dairyland seed difference maker? For our corn seed, it means having the industry's most advanced technology and traits to deliver exactly what Midwestern farmers need, like the next-gen rootworm protection that comes with high-performance Vorseed technology, like the ultimate above-ground pest control you'll find in proven PowerCore technology. And just like all the other powerful features of our full lineup of performance corn products designed for your soils and conditions. Find your Dairyland Seed Corn Difference Maker at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
And four finalists have been announced for the 2025 Wisconsin Leopold Conservation Award. They include Andy Benson from Barron County, Michael Berg, Lafayette County, Brassett Family Farms in Jefferson County, and Pat Michelle Socha in Marathon County. Find out details about them all at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky in the overnight with light winds and morning lows will start off in the lower 60s. Heading into your Thursday with a mostly sunny to partly cloudy sky, a few showers around, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
I went home to St. Louis for Christmas and I walked into my parents' house, which I hadn't been into in about, 6 months. And unbeknownst to me, they changed all the light bulbs in the house into those energy saving light bulbs. So when I walked in, they're sitting in this weird, dim, hazy lighting, and I'm like, hey, what's going on, guys? We have a seance? My dad goes, no, we're not, Kathleen. Your mother thought it would be a good idea at our age, when our eyesight is failing, to make the house as dimly lit as possible, Kathleen. Because she's upset, because Al Gore's upset, because there's no more polar bears. Well, you know what? I'm 69 years old. I live in Missouri. I've never seen a polar bear. I don't care if I ever see a polar bear. What I'd like to see is the coffee table. That's what I'd like to see.
Easy come, easy go. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:40, 20 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 78. Clear sky this morning. Sun's coming up. 61 degrees right here at Radio Park. You know, everyone gets sidetracked at work by different stuff. The top distractors for Gen Zers. Now, those are Gen Zoomers. Those are people born between 1997 and 2012. Their distractions are social media, personal notifications, and major news events like, say, Taylor Swift getting engaged, a major news event. Now, millennials, those are the people born 1981 to 1996, they get distracted by pretty much everything in the same boat. Now, the top distractors for the boomers, that's everybody else, are colleagues chatting, political news, and major news events. Now, them major news events are whatever Aunt Louise is ranting about on Facebook. But I think the biggest distraction for everybody at work is if they're building a building or any construction project outside and there's a window in your office looking at it, that's good for at least, I don't know, 45 minutes every morning to watch the business project going on out there, the building project. I'm pretty sure. Hey, it's 641 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. The original version of this song, The Supremes, You Keep Me Hanging On at WRJN. Came out 1965. The following year, 1966, Vanilla Fudge did the same song in a rock version. And then we had the 80s version with Kim Wilde, You Keep Me Hanging Out. We do another version of that any day now. Someone's going to have to put it out. Maybe Taylor Swift will put out a version if You Keep Me Hanging On. Well, good morning. Local news time. Let's hit to WRJN. It's 6:43. Got some breaking news for you. New Haven, Connecticut broke the world record for the largest pizza on Friday of last week. Guinness was there for it and confirmed it's now official. 4,525 people showed up and ate over 9,000 slices of pizza. Now, I didn't do the math on this, but you get 8 slices per pizza. You got 9,000 slices. I assume they were regular, you know, triangle slices. They may not. They may have been just square slices. But anyway, you can do the math on how many pizza pies there were. Okay, the morning show brought to you every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up. to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, leaving on a jet plane. Wow, what a catalog of hits they have, huh? Wow. 6:48, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 78. Got a clear sky. Sun's coming up now. 61 degrees here at Radio Park. Hey, we got some moron news for you here. 24-year-old woman in Tampa got arrested for drunk driving after she drove the wrong way on the interstate and sideswiped a police car. Now, she tried to claim her husband was driving. The problem was, he wasn't in the car.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. Crisp air and cozy vibes. It all starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective. Warm up with bold, freshly brewed coffee. Sip on soothing teas or enjoy a seasonal twist with their refreshing agua frescas. Every cup is crafted for comfort, flavor, and those perfect autumn moments. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Back to school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course, one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey, because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
September, serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Be first in line for 2026 Brewers season tickets available now. Secure the best seats in the house at the best rates of the season and get a 2025 regular season Brewers game free. Plus, full or half season plans of two or more seats get a custom Brewers starter jacket. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
WRJN. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She said she loves you.
She loves you. 6:53 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 78. Partly cloudy tonight. Low 65. Sunshine tomorrow. High 75. For the weekend, a slight chance on Saturday. I even hate to say chance of showers and thunderstorms because people say, oh, it's washed out. Now, it's only about a 20% chance. Highs near 74. Sunday's a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 75. Clear sky. Sun is coming up now, 61 degrees right here at Radio Park. Do you remember in the movies how Godzilla destroyed all of Tokyo? Movie after movie, he wiped out Tokyo. He covered it with his radiation breath. Remember that? The only major building in Tokyo that Godzilla never destroyed in the movie was the Imperial Palace. They said out of respect for the emperor. How do you think Godzilla knew that?
So nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Gallery, nice to be with you. 656 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, it's September. That means Party on the Pavement's coming up. It's a fun Saturday with five music stages, food, drink, and street performers all spread out over a 12-block area in downtown Racine. Plan for a fun day. It's Saturday, September 20th from noon to 7, Party on the Pavement, presented by the Downtown Racine Corporation, SC Johnson, American Place Casino, and Ziegler Honda. See all the details when you click on the events tab at WRJN.com. Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation is going to be here Monday. We're going to talk all about Party on the Pavement. Should be a fun show. This is pretty smart thinking. One of the reasons that the World Wildlife Fund went with a panda bear is their logo. You know why? It's black and white. Saves money on printing costs. They never have to print in color. That's pretty clever. I like that. I wish I could think that fast on my feet. Johnny Get Angry. Here's Joni Summers. Local news. Timeless hits. WRJN.
Johnny, I said we were through. Just to see what you would do. You stood there and hung your head.
She used to be the Pepsi girl on TV. She had all the Pepsi jingles years ago and then had the big hit, Johnny Get Angry. Hey, it's 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is congratulating ABC for suspending Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely over comments accusing conservatives of politicizing Charlie Kirk's killing. The reaction from Brian Steinberg, senior TV editor at Variety.
It's a chilling event. These are people who are supposed to be able to talk freely, make jokes as they see fit. And the fact they're being pulled off the air by their owner because of doing their own thing, as they've done many times in the past, is a little discombobulating and not the norm.
The president's handpicked chair at the FCC, Brendan Carr, on Fox